Welcome to the Black Moon Lilith Rising podcast. The energy of the dark feminine is rising. Are you ready to reclaim your power? Understand the power of the dark mother of creation in astrology, Lilith. It's time for the world to recognize the power of dark feminine energy and how you can use it to heal, transform, and create the magic in your own life. Hello, hello, my beautiful Black Moon Lilith Rising followers and listeners. Thank you so much for joining today's episode. So this is going to be an extremely serious, intense, and triggering episode. I have mentioned this to my private email list. They are the ones that get the changes and the news first of what is going on at lilithastrology.com. But I am shifting gears, most specifically with the type of content that I am putting out publicly and the types of things we will talk about on the coven on lilithastrology.com. And basically, moving forward, my channels are going to be all about the shadow, Black Moon Lilith, and integrating these harsher aspects of life that I think are so needed right now in the collective. And also, we are gearing up for the launch of Black Moon Lilith Rising, the book, and the Black Moon Lilith Cosmic Alchemy Oracle Card Deck. And those are launching October 3rd. But I want to start talking, and I felt called to really start talking more in alignment with these two extremely important projects. And I believe that this is what the collective needs right now, and this is how I can be of better service. So I'm no longer doing as many timely horoscopes and transit forecasts publicly. And those are actually going to be reserved for Black Moon Lilith Collective. So this is my private membership group that is available on lilithastrology.com. And I have an ongoing offer if you are new to Black Moon Lilith Collective for $20 off either your annual or month-to-month membership. So you can check that info out at the top of the website on lilithastrology.com. And I also encourage you, if you're not sure if you want to join yet, this is really for people who want horoscopes, who want timely forecasts, and also people who want to hear from amazing contributors. I also have shadow work programs, alchemy programs, and we also have private podcast episodes that are only going to be available to members as well. So if you're not sure you want to join that, I highly suggest you join my email list on lilithastrology.com. There is a free gift of my quick guide to Black Moon Lilith. And basically, everyone on my email list gets the news first on when there are launches, what new things are going on with me. And I send out a letter every other week, probably like twice a month. So I'm not oversending them. So don't worry about hearing from me too much. I try to be cognizant of that. But I highly, highly suggest if you love this podcast and you love lilithastrology.com and you want to hear more from me, definitely join my email list. It also beats the algorithm. If you follow me on social media, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Those are my main channels that I like to use. And sometimes the algorithms aren't that friendly and you miss certain things. So definitely join my lilithastrology.com email list. And let's get into this podcast episode. So this episode is titled, Your Jealousy Isn't Serving You. And this is going to be the first in a series. I don't know how long this series is going to be. I don't know how long I'm going to talk about these types of shadow energies, but I really felt called by spirit, by my intuition, that this is an episode that a lot of people need to hear. So we are going to dive deep into the shadow of jealousy. And this can bring a lot of shame for people because it's really hard to admit when you are jealous of someone or if you covet something someone has. And I've heard so many different podcasts, YouTube, all kinds of things from other people, and it's all completely valid, but no one ever addresses the people. We always address what to do if people are jealous of you or if you get that projection, but I haven't really seen people address when you have that shadow and you're privately dealing with it and it is actually affecting your life. It is affecting significant relationships around you, and it is affecting your manifestations and your life path. So the reason why I called this episode "Your Jealousy Isn't Serving You" is because this is a dark, dark shadow that can come up for a lot of people, and they don't realize, and there's a lot of shame around it, so they don't want to bring it to light and address it. And I feel like having this talk with you guys can really help you to alchemize and really start to shine a light on this really heavy shadow. So first, let's get started on the signs, right? So let's just think about jealousy, right? Let's just think about the actual definition of it. So I'm going to define it. I'm not going to look on Webster's or a dictionary to define it. I'm going to actually intuitively and spiritually define what this frequency is. And I'm calling this a frequency and a shadow frequency because this is an emotion. So if you've been listening to my content for a while, you've been following me for a while, you know that your frequency, everyone has a frequency that you are emitting off of yourself, off of your body, off of the auric field that surrounds your body and emanates out into the world and creates your reality. Your frequency really magnetizes and draws certain experiences to you. It creates the world around you. It can create really practical things like the relationships that you have, the people that you meet, where you live. Even the money that you have in your bank account is all, you can trace that back to your frequency. And that's very triggering for some people to hear because a lot of the time, and this comes with along with the shadow of jealousy, y'all can blame the outside world for the circumstances that you are in instead of taking a look at the internal. So jealousy is a frequency, and I'm not gonna call jealousy bad because when we look at frequency, there is no good or bad. There is just is. And I'm going to call it a low frequency for the purpose of this podcast, but it's only low because love and unconditional love, acceptance, presence are high frequency emotions. Jealousy is a low frequency emotion. And so my definition of jealousy is when you covet, and this can, it can be very secret, honestly, but a lot of the time people don't realize their jealousy. It's very apparent, but when you covet something that someone else has that you don't have, when you feel an emotion, a negative emotion about someone for no particular reason, except that they have something that you don't have. Jealousy can come in many forms. It can be in terms of sabotage. So when you feel jealous of someone, you can energetically sabotage or self-sabotage who they are, what they're doing, This can be through actions, through your words, through gossip, through slander. And you can see this on the world stage in terms of celebrities. They have to combat jealousy nonstop, or some of them are jealous of other celebrities and what they don't have. And jealousy, when not dealt with, when you covet, or when you are not in alignment yourself, so you are looking outside yourself at what someone else has, jealousy can actually in turn lower your frequency and block the actual things that you want and that are meant for you from actually coming to you. So it's a hard pill to swallow, feeling that emotion, right? There can be a lot of shame around the shadow of jealousy, which everyone, you know, from down to like you see a beautiful woman out in the streets and you say like, oh, her dress is too tight. Oh, she's doing this, or oh, she's doing that, or oh, well, that's not this. Or if you are in friendships and you find yourself when your friend is celebrating themselves or celebrating something that is going on in their life, or they're accomplishing things, you find yourself either talking bad about those celebrations or not celebrating as much as that person may celebrate you. Or you may find yourself really thinking to yourself, well, I don't have that. Why does she get to have that? Or he get to have that? Or they get to have that? And I don't have that. And basically, jealousy is a sign of an unresolved shadow of unworthiness within yourself. So let me repeat that. Jealousy, so when you are feeling jealous, and if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, she is unmasking me right now and unmasking a shadow that I've been feeling. It's not this, when you're feeling that jealousy, right? Whether it's someone you know, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether it's just some random woman on the street, instead of projecting your jealousy onto that person, the universe is giving you an opportunity to heal that wound of unworthiness. The universe is giving you an opportunity to heal yourself. Because when you are jealous and you covet what other people have, it is lowering your frequency and is going to get you deeper and deeper into the depths of despair. And it is not going to help your life progress at all. As a matter of fact, low frequency emotions like jealousy, we can also say hatred. Hatred it's very parallel to jealousy, because as a result of jealousy, people can then project hate onto that specific person, or vindictiveness into the specific person, sabotage. When you do that, you are literally building up negative attachments and low frequencies within your auric field and within your own body. So you are essentially screwing yourself. You are going to affect that person for a while, unless they're very good at their spiritual hygiene and understand how to deflect those things. And a lot of celebrities do that, and they have practiced that to be able to thrive in a world of gossip, slander, jealousy, to be able to be a light. But when you literally are taking on that vindictiveness and that jealousy within yourself, that is when you start to rot from the inside out and your life becomes more and more challenging. And I can call it karma, but honestly, people get karma wrong in that they think that it's about what goes around comes around. And that's partly true, but karma just essentially means it's a buildup of energies and how universal law, the pendulum always swings in the other direction. If you're giving out that hatred, that jealousy, and you are not taking time to be like, hold the phone. I am spilling and oozing this intensity, this hatred, this low frequency. And I'm blaming that person for these negative emotions that I'm feeling, and I'm not doing my work myself. It's only going to make it's going to be a detriment to your life. It's going to make your own life worse eventually. It may not at first. You may get away with doing it over and over for years. Even some people get away with it, but it always comes back and it shows up in your appearance. It shows up in your energy field. It shows up on your insides and it gets emitted out into the outer world, and you start to draw more and more roadblocks and negative experiences into your life. So accepting this shadow within yourself, and this can stem from jealousy, can stem from literally you growing up and being bullied by your parents, being bullied by a specific parent, having to deal with a narcissistic parent and not feeling good enough. It's literal. The root of it is unhealed unworthiness within yourself. The fact that if you can go throughout your reality and people who have no impact on your life and are not harming you in any way, if you are projecting and you are not realizing, oh, this has nothing to do with them. This is a wound within myself that I need to address in order to progress my own life further. If you don't do that, you are going to be in a cycle, in a loop. And so, you know, one of the inspirations for this podcast and for wanting to talk more about these shadows is some of the readings that I have done for people. And I can just think back to one where the person is like, I'm feeling stuck. I'm not manifesting. I just feel like, you know, in a circle of lack, and I set my intentions, but it just all kind of seems to not happen or to crumble. And then we dig into the cards and we dig into the chart. And I'm like, well, when you covet and you are not supportive of other people around you and you don't deal with, you feel shame for secretly feeling jealous of others, and you don't deal with this shadow and own it. And I just got the download, when you don't make love to this shadow, when you don't own, like, you know what? I'm a jealous bitch, or I'm a jealous asshole, whatever, you know, I don't know the way to put it. But if you don't own that, it you're going to continue to be blocked. The universe is going to block you and you're going to stay stagnant. But when you can own, like, you know what, this is a human emotion. I'm not going to feel shame around it. And instead of blaming my outer reality and wondering, why am I not manifesting? Why is this not coming in? Instead of doing that, I'm going to take a moment and look in the fucking mirror. Whether you want to look into it literally, because mirror work is a huge part of combating the shadow of jealousy, is to look yourself in the mirror. A lot of people who, and not everyone, I hate just throwing out the word narcissist every 5 minutes, because everyone has a level of narcissism, empathy. The issue is when someone has very unhealthy to explain it, but when the high levels, how about we say that? So it was like super high level of narcissism. Jealousy is like second nature to someone like that. So when you haven't owned and gone through the pain of looking yourself in the mirror, you are going to stay stagnant and you are going to build up a debt of negative vibration, negative frequency that is going to be reflected back to you in your life. It is going, whether that's losing out on something, whether that's something chaotic happening in your reality, whether something challenging is happening in your reality, whether it's like you're hoping and hoping for more money, But meanwhile, you're coveting what your friend is doing and what your friend has and what they're accomplishing. That is going to lower your frequency, and you are not going, you're going to manifest. You're manifesting all the time. So don't get me wrong on that. You're manifesting all the time, but you are going to be manifesting chaos and negativity in your own life. It's going to feel like an uphill battle. So, and I'm feeling called to pull. I'm using the Rider-Waite tarot deck. Wow. I'm just feeling called to pull some cards. So first card out, the Eight of Swords. And if you are in the audio version of this podcast, this is basically, you can Google this online. It'll come up, the Rider-Waite Eight of Swords. And you can see this person is bound. And there's swords all around. It's like they're in jail. They're imprisoned in their own emotions. So what you were doing when you were jealous and you are not actually holding up the mirror and like, why aren't things happening for you? Why do you feel this way? Why are you in this cycle? Because of this prison that you are setting up for yourself. And I think also the emotion of jealousy is basically a lot of people running away from themselves, running away from pain, running away from the pain of not feeling worthy in childhood, running from the away from the pain of unresolved. I'm getting, so again, here I got the Strength card. And basically the Strength card, this represents Leo energy. And if you are listening to the audio version, the Strength card in the Rider-Waite tarot, there's a woman holding open the mouth of a lion. And essentially this card, it can also represent the inner child, but it also strength. It literally represents having the strength to face yourself, to face the lion, within, and what's the shadow essentially that's bearing down your back and stopping you from shining your light. But inner child, a lot of the time the manifestation of a wounded inner child is jealousy. Because instead of focusing on yourself and bettering yourself and having the strength, shining your own light, that's also Leo energy as well. Shining your own light, being the center of attention yourself, focusing on yourself. When you are not, you get in this loop of jealousy and you imprison yourself. A lot of you listening right now, you are imprisoning yourself. You are imprisoning yourself. No matter how many lists you write, affirmations you write, no matter how many intentions you set, no matter how many spells you cast, the more and more you emanate out that shit, it is going to imprison you and you are not going to manifest. And I don't care how many times you might come to me wanting certain things and wanting to alchemize certain things, if you don't own up to the jealousy that you feel of someone else's light, and you don't heal your inner child, you will stay in this prison. And I'm saying this with love. Somebody out here needs to hear this shit. Literally. This is shadow work. What I'm not going to cater to people's feelings anymore. I want to help the collective transform and be the best that they can be. And when you are jealous of someone, when you covet what other people have and you cannot be happy for your friends, if you cannot be happy for your family members, if you cannot have joy for them, you are never going to bring that in yourself and you are going to be stuck in a prison and it is your own fault. You have to heal your inner child. You have to take a look within. You have to take a look in the fucking mirror and realize, because another thing too that a lot of you don't understand is the universe is always watching. Literally is always clocking you. And even if the jealousy is in secret and it's through your thoughts, it's through gossip, slander, back to all that stuff, the universe sees it and it is clocking you and the pendulum will always swing back in the other direction. So we've also got somebody needs to hear this shit. I'm getting hot. Like someone needs to hear this. We've got the Four of Pentacles here. So basically, this is the energy of lack. This lack, essentially, because I get asked this sometimes, like, what does lack mean? Like, think about it. Think about it. Lack, you're lacking something. Lack means, especially when it comes to money, because this is the Four of Pentacles. And you can see here, if you're in the audio version of this, you can also Google the Four of Pentacles, Rider-Waite tarot. Basically, this man is just holding tight to his money and is in scarcity mindset, is afraid. And also, lack is a big root of jealousy, unworthiness. Pentacles has to do with worth. And when you are feeling like you don't have something and you're stuck in a prison of not knowing how to get it, you covet what other people have and you are jealous. And it is sending you in a big spiral of just a world of pain. And you are not going to be able to manifest more money in a positive way. I'm not saying the jealous people can't manifest money, but it's dirty money. And it ends up also not being stable and falling to pieces and being unhappy, because money does not buy happiness at the end of the day. And this is also what this card says. And I'm sure a lot of you may have been, if you have money and you're listening to this and you've been feeling empty, it's time to look in the mirror. It's time to own up to the shadow of jealousy. So I've also pulled the Moon card. So the Moon has to deal with the subconscious. This is representative of Pisces. If you are listening to the audio version of this, you can see there are some dogs howling at the Moon. We've got a little like crustacean lobster coming out, and the Moon is shining brightly over the water here. And basically, this rules over the subconscious and bringing the subconscious to light, which is, I know I'm doing right now for a lot of you. I know if you are on the receiving end of jealousy and you are not a jealous person, you might be dealing with this right now and people attacking you subconsciously because of this jealousy. But a lot of you are going to really need to dig into your subconscious mind. The way that you can do that is to take a look at your reality. When a friend, say, and I keep going with this example, and I think there might be someone listening that does this. When a friend is telling you about their accomplishments, oh, they're having a baby, or they're doing something exciting, or they landed something great in business, or they're making more money, or they're celebrating themselves. Ask yourself why you are not celebrating. Ask, that is the real work, and to look into the actual mirror. I'm sure all of you have a mirror in your house somewhere, or pull a hand mirror out, and to really do the work and ask yourself, why am I not happy for this person? Why is there fake happiness? Which generally most people can read that off of you too. So it's important to turn the mirror around to yourself. If you're wondering why things are stagnant, things are miserable, things are challenging, that you're in lack mindset, even though you might have money, you might have some security, you might have the money in the world, you are feeling like you are unhappy and you are unfulfilled and you were stuck in a fucking prison. Turn the mirror around and start to do the work. Start to do the work. Some of you may need to book a reading with me. I've actually opened my sessions for this coming month. I'm recording this May 30th. I'm probably going to be, probably post it today. I've opened some sessions for the month of June. I do want to know, I will be out of the country. I will be in Barcelona, Spain for that month. So the time difference is going to be a little bit different. So you guys are going to have to figure that out if you are far from there, the time difference is going to be a little off. So you'll see that when you book. But go to lilithastrology.com and let's do some shadow work around this. And this is true growth. Jealousy is not an easy shadow to recognize within yourself, to actually notice, to actually be like, you know what? I am the cause of a lot of the fucking shit that is being magnetized by my low frequency. I am going to now take responsibility for this energy, for my inner child wounds, strength card. I'm going to take responsibility for this, and I'm going to look in the mirror as to why I am having these emotions and what within me is not healed, so that I can show up as a better friend, so I can show up as a better mother, so I can show up as a better father, so I can show up as a better sister, so I can show up as a better brother, so I can show up as a better fucking human being on this prison planet. How can I take responsibility for this shit? And that is doing the spiritual work. Doing the spiritual work, I want to clarify with you all, and these are tools. Having a bunch of crystals, having your sage and Palo Santo, looking at your charts, getting readings, not paying attention and getting down to the deep down dark side of yourself, you are doing a disservice, and none of the shit you're doing is gonna work. As a matter of fact, some of it might, but you are building up a false reality, and it is not going to be as fulfilling for you when you make love to your shadow. And that's what really I am all about, is helping people make love to their shadow. Lilith is not all about just standing in your sovereignty. Lilith is also about dealing with these shadow projections, dealing with really deep, traumatizing energies within yourself that you have not healed. When we take a look at Black Moon Lilith placements that can have some really challenging inner child that then gets projected as jealousy of other people, we can take a look at Black Moon Lilith in Cancer. We can take a look at Black Moon Lilith in Taurus. Look within your chart or come and get a reading. Come and get a personal reading from me. You can take a look at Black Moon Lilith in Leo. And let's think about the planets and the aspects. Moon conjunct Black Moon Lilith, Black Moon Lilith conjunct Pluto. We can take a look at Black Moon Lilith conjunct Mars, Saturn, the malefics. This is a shadow of feeling unworthy that can lead to feeling jealous of others in the outside world and keep you in this prison, in a karmic loop that I don't want any of you to be in. And I know I was called to do this podcast episode because this is what's going to actually shift the collective. So, and I know this might be triggering for some of you to hear, and you might in the comments come down on me. There's really nothing that people could say at this point to bring down what I'm trying to do, because this is from source. This I'm conveying is the universe wanting, I'm working with the universe to convey a message that some of you here need to hear. So that is today's episode. Your jealousy isn't serving you. And when you can really hold up the mirror and take a look at ways in which you are perpetuating this in your life and actively change it. It's not just about looking in the mirror and be like, okay, I'm jealous. It's about in those moments. And I talk about this in my shadow work program in Black Moon Lilith Collective. This is the practical side of spirituality. It's not just sing kumbaya, fucking meditate and have crystals. It is about changing your behavior in those moments. So as I said, when a friend is coming to you and is so excited and is transforming their life, in that moment, recognize when you are not being authentically happy for them and do the work and turn that emotion around. Come away from that experience being like, you know what? I'm going to meditate and I'm going to dig back into my childhood and figure out what moment that I felt unworthy, that I am not in alignment with joy and unconditional love for the people around me. I am going to cry and I am going to dig into that moment of unworthiness, that whether it was abuse from your mother, whether it's abuse from your sister, whoever it is, whether it's being bullied growing up, I'm going to dig into that and own my shadow. I'm going to make love to my shadow so that the next time my frequency is lifted and I will start to work on myself, I will find things that I am passionate about. I will make an effort instead of using my time and my energy on low frequency of jealousy. I'm going to transform my own life. And next time someone confides in me in a win, I am going to sing it from the rooftops and be so happy for them. And guess what? The universe will always reward you. And that affirmation list you're writing down, you will start to see things come in. But you don't want to come go and do this work only to receive things. You want to be doing this work for your self-progression and to receive and to release yourself from this low frequency prison. I am preaching today. So that is today's episode. You guys, I'm going to be lighting a lot of sage after this one, but I hope that this helps all of you. I know sometimes it is challenging and triggering to take a look at things that you may be perpetuating and doing in your own life, but this is what shadow work and understanding shadow placements like Black Moon Lilith, even Saturn, Mars, Pluto, that is what it's all about when looking at these things in your chart, is really owning the low frequencies that you are emanating out and clearing that shit. Clearing that clutter, clearing space so that you can actually bring in what is meant for you and you can ascend and you can truly empower yourself. Empowerment is not just about a meme, honey. It's not just about empowered women empowering women. It is about owning your shit. Owning your shit. Taking a look in the fucking mirror and ascending past unworthiness and ascending past low frequencies that are keeping you down and also keeping down the people that are around you. So if you love Black Moon Lilith Rising and you would like to gain access to private podcast episodes, you would like to gain access to transits, my full moon, new moon horoscopes, and we've got a bunch of collaborators in the queue. We've got workshops on tarot, human design. I'm going to be putting out some more really exciting workshops the remainder of this year. I encourage you to visit lilithastrology.com. Also in the show notes, I'm going to have all the links to the website, and I'm also going to put the coupon to receive $20 off your first month, or you can get $20 off your annual fee. I love all of you. I'm not coming down on you for any other reason besides love, because Lilith Astrology is about true empowerment, and owning your shit is true, true empowerment. And you will thank me once the floodgates start to open and the energy of abundance is just flowing in your life. Thank you, and I will see you all on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Black Moon Lilith Rising podcast. I invite you to discover lilithastrology.com and sign up for email to receive my free guide, an alchemist's guide to Black Moon Lilith. Until next time.